उसके बाद हमारे पास है फोटो कीमोथेरेपी और प्यूवा लेंटिगो. सो दीज आर द टाइप ऑफ द लेंटिजीन्स विच अपीयर ऑन द स्किन आफ्टर प्यूवा थेरेपी फॉर एनी रीजन. फॉर एग्जाम्पल सोराइसिस और एनी अदर कंडीशंस फॉर विच वी गिव प्यूवा थेरेपी. सो इट अकर्स इन द पेशेंट्स हु रिसीव प्यूवा थेरेपी आफ्टर अ हाई क्यूमुलेटिव डोज ऑफ द प्यूवा ट्रीटमेंट. In a study of 198 patients, it was reported that the Puva Lentigo appeared in 20% of these patients with a mean cumulative dose of a UVA 169.5 joules per centimeter squares. Predisposing factors are similar as the other kind of a lentigo, that is fair skin individuals, and the patients who received a greater number of Puva treatment and a high cumulative dose. Not only in Puva but also with a narrow band UVB. In pathology, the features resemble those of the lentigines. The melanocytes will be increased in number. But the additional findings with the help of which we can differentiate it from the other type of the lentigo is that it has nuclear atypia. The melanocytes will be having a longer and more numerous dendrites on the ultrastructure studies, and they will be more active melanocyte having an active melanogenesis compared with the solar lentigines and unexposed. So if we do a microscopic or ultrastructure analysis, these will be having a increased number of melanocyte, having more active melanogenesis, nuclear atypia, and an increased number of longer dendrites. In the clinical features, there will be larger and pigmented macules on the areas of the skin exposed to the Puva treatments. The differential diagnosis will be same as the solar lentigo, that is the lentigo simplex or melanoma in situ, lentigo maligna, and flat seborrheic keratosis. The disease course is that if the Puva treatment has been stopped, then these lesions persist for several months after the completion of the treatment. The dermoscopic findings will be same as the solar lentigines, means well demarcated hyperpigmented areas having a reticular pattern. Management is not required, as there is no active treatment required for these patients, but because these patients are considered to have a risk of developing a non-melanoma skin cancer, that's why they should be regularly followed up. In a study showed that these patients have an increased risk of developing non-melanoma skin cancers, but not the melanoma development in these patients.